Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons, and we're here to talk about the Buffalo Sabres, about Ryan Miller and Pat LaFontaine and owner Terry Pegula and Thomas Vanek and Matt Molson, and the list goes on. You can make news in Buffalo these days like never before, perhaps. And I guess the question is, at what point do all of these draft picks become players who can help the Sabres be better than the worst team in the NHL? Is there a way to get from here to there?
Yeah, but it's a very, very long process. I think you get a player in, even if you get a good player in now, you're talking 3 years before he's competent as an NHL player and he can lead you somewhere. So if the first guy takes 3 years, then the second and the third and the fourth guy, I think you're talking 6 to 7 years before the Buffalo Sabres can be a successful team.
I mean, even Mario Lemieux. And Connor McDavid, I suspect, isn't Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux comes in and the Penguins aren't good for another couple of years before you surround it with talent. And they all have to grow up together and they all have to be good. And ask the Edmonton Oilers how quickly that process goes.
That's the other thing, is not only do you have to get lucky and wind up at the top of a draft, which is never something that's totally assured, you have to take the right guys. And then you have to surround them with the right players to help them grow. I don't know who's going to be left in Buffalo by the time the fire sale is done to provide any kind of veteran leadership for all these picks they've stockpiled year after year after year. I don't think this is the worst strategy. I just look at the Buffalo Sabres and I wonder, is this club even moderately capable of carrying out the strategy correctly?
Well, some people love the strategy so much that each time the Sabres trade a player for a draft pick, it is hailed as the way to go. They traded Jason Pominville. Everybody liked that trade. He was their captain. They traded Thomas Vanek, and everybody really loved that trade, getting two draft picks and Matt Molson, who could still be traded. Then everybody loved the Ryan Miller trade because of what it brought, largely draft picks. And what's the end? I mean, I don't know how you can justify, and I don't know at what point somebody says, wait a minute, this isn't right.
Once you start down that road, you really can't stop. What's the point?
Do you have uniforms that'll fit draft choices before the draft choices are made?
No, but
what do they look like?
What you're selling is hope. And that's why everyone applauds every time you make one of these. You're selling a future of hope.
Because you've seen the present.
Yeah,
the present's horrible.
And so you've got that hope. But if you look at the history, for every Quebec Nordiques that become the Colorado Avalanche, there's a Columbus Blue Jackets that don't get there. There's an Edmonton Oilers that don't get there. So this is no certain strategy.
The one thing is, if you look at superstar players in the NHL, take a look at the two best centers that Canada has to offer, Sidney Crosby and Jonathan Toews. They were drafted. They have stayed with their franchises. They do not move. Star players in this league rarely move from team to team. It's hard to get them. And the only place you get the very best guys usually is in the first round and usually at the top of a draft. So that's what Buffalo's banking on. But it's the same in the NBA. It's the same in the NHL. You have to get there at the right generational moment to get a Sidney Crosby rather, say, than a Ryan Nugent Hopkins. There's a big difference between those two guys.
Well, why the strategy is hailed when it is being carried out by Buffalo is that the Sabres don't have the ability traditionally to lure free agents. And the trades they make send players away. They don't bring players in. So the way they get players in is, as Bruce says, through the draft. But at some point, you have to have veteran players to go with the draft picks. You have to draft well, and you have to get from here to there without completely embarrassing yourself. Now, they're 30th in the league this season and could be much more embarrassing than they've been. What happens when that happens?
Well, they tried it the other way. The year they spent money on Leno and they Ehrhoff, and they were going to be good, and they were going
for it. So at what point, sorry to interrupt you, but at what point do you look at the owner and say that everything that is happening in Buffalo, topsy-turvy, try this, try that, try anything, it lands at the owner's feet?
Well, it all lands at Terry Pegula's feet because he came in there on a white horse. He was going to be the guy who takes over and restores the pride, and he redid the arena and spent millions on that because he was going to make it better finally. But if he were outside of Buffalo in a market that a lot of people cared about, he'd be ridiculed.
No, but you think of the optics from the beginning, and that was he was coming in to an ownership that didn't want to be there, didn't want to spend any money. He wanted to keep the team there. Right. He wanted to spend money. He wanted to show that this was a big-time franchise. I'm going to fly my jet across to see Robin Regeer, and we're going to convince him to waive his no-trade contract kind of thing. We're going to do that kind of thing. We're going to be big-time players. Well, it didn't work, so now they have to take a step back. In the meantime, you know, they're looking at who's the GM and who's running the thing and who's coaching, and it looks like a mess, at least from the outside. But I'm going to give Tim Murray a little bit of benefit of the doubt in all this because I think he's a pretty good hockey man, and he may be the guy to put this thing together.
What did they have to lose by going this route? What did they have that was any that gave them an option to go another way? Ryan Miller wasn't going to stay there. I mean, Thomas Vanek wasn't going to stay there. I mean, this is what happens when a franchise reaches the end of what was, remember, a really long and successful run relatively with Lindy Ruff.
But tell me why the next Ryan Miller and the next Thomas Vanek will want to stay.
Well, that's the hope, is that if you have enough talent and if you build it the right way, there is a way to build this the right way.
Drury wanted out. Mm-hmm. Breer wanted out.
Yeah, but those were days they wanted out because no one was paying market then. That's a different scenario. Those are different owners.
If is any way to get Connor McDavid the right way? Like, if you wind up with Connor McDavid and he's all you got, is that okay?
Yes.
You think he's...
Yes, because...
if that's your aim?
Yeah, and then it works great because you take Craig Patrick is now in the front office of the Buffalo Sabres. He inherited Mario Lemieux. He went to Pittsburgh. They had Mario Lemieux. He had nothing else around him. You better build something around. And in a five-year period...
So you're going back to Craig Patrick, who...
No, I'm saying
20 years ago,
philosophically.
He was running the Penguins franchise with a number two pencil, yeah. And he's the guy
I'm just saying philosophically, his belief was, I have this player. Now it's my responsibility. Now it'll be Tim Murray. It's my responsibility to build around
him. That's the key word, actually, is that let's say Buffalo gets Connor McDavid in the draft. What they have is what Ray Shiro has in Pittsburgh, what exists with Stan Bowman in Chicago to a degree, is they have the responsibility to surround what could be a generationally significant player with a team that is worthy of that player. And Pittsburgh managed to do it. Sidney got a Stanley Cup, and that he probably should have more, but that's where he is right now. Buffalo's going to have a huge responsibility with the players they bring in.
It's like there's 29 teams in the NHL, and then there's the Sabres in a fantasy league. And we'll follow them with as much interest as the teams that are trying to win on the ice.
But for how many years you didn't pay a second's attention to the Buffalo Sabres? They were like the blandest team in the NHL with that dull GM. And
they always had good goaltending.
And it's just their luck. They could acquire 30 first-round draft picks for 2015 and see the number one pick go to an expansion team. they gotta watch it. That's the way it is. That's it for us, TSN, the Reporters Podcast. See you next time.